On Wednesday morning, January 18, 1961, the restless, chestnut-haired 43-year-old man, who was preparing, as he would soon put it, to defend freedom in its hour of maximum danger as the next president of the United States, was feeling fat. From his family's duplex penthouse at the Carlyle Hotel in Manhattan, John Fitzgerald Kennedy had a telephone conference with his internist, who suggested that any extra pounds were the result of trading the frantic pace and infrequent meals of a presidential campaign for the more relaxing transition, and would soon burn away. Reassured, Kennedy ordered his usual high-cholesterol breakfast of broiled bacon, soft-boiled eggs, orange juice, buttered toast with marmalade, and coffee with cream and sugar. Later that day, he reviewed a selection of silk top hats and underwent a final fitting of the cutaway coat, gray vest, and striped trousers he would wear at his inauguration, a fitting necessitated by the recent weight gain.